Welcome, friends, to Simply Happy. I'm Connie, where practical tools and heartfelt insights help you simplify life and create the life you want. If you are anything like me, navigating this bustling, loud, and sometimes demanding world can feel overwhelming, especially if you're a highly sensitive person. Since my brain injury, learning how to deal with extreme sensitivities has been challenging. And over the years, during times I felt weak, fragile, and less than. Yet, being a highly sensitive person comes with some really incredible attributes. We're empathetic. We are attuned with our feelings and others' feelings. We're compassionate. We're highly intuitive to our surroundings. And this is a beautiful gift. And we often sense things that many overlook, which enables us to have really strong connections and meaningful relationships. We are not fragile or broken. It's okay to be sensitive. It is the magic that happens when you show up in the world with an open heart. This is something that should be celebrated, not hidden. I totally get how challenging it can be at times, and I want you to know that it's perfectly okay to step back, breathe, and do whatever is necessary to take care of yourself. Here are some of the gentle ways that I have learned that really help me manage my sensitivity. I hope that some of these things will bring you peace as well. Transformation begins with self-awareness and the willingness to take responsibility for your own life. Bringing awareness to the things that cause you to feel emotional, overwhelmed, burned out, or frustrated is the key to being able to manage your life. We must first identify triggers in order to create bumpers for ourselves. Mindfully noticing your feelings and energy levels throughout the day. Perhaps even keeping a notebook to track your mood and events. Saying no can feel uncomfortable at first, but it is vital. Learn what your limitations are and then communicate them to others. Our loved ones and coworkers are not mind readers. It's up to you to be your own advocate. Barriers are not walls. They are doors to help protect your precious energy. Quiet time is not a luxury, it is a necessity. Be sure to schedule blocks of time to be still. It can be 5 minutes or an hour. Whether you're sitting down and taking a break or going on a long walk. just to be quiet and reconnect with yourself. Nature is my solitude, listening to the birds, taking in the view. This is my ultimate therapy. When at home, I turn off notifications, dim the lights, and enjoy peaceful quiet. Pay attention to your surroundings and choose them wisely. Notice the environments that cause overwhelm or exhaustion. When possible, avoid crowded spaces and hostile environments. Create calm spaces at home by removing clutter, adding soft lighting, comfortable furnishings, and reduce noise. Earplugs or noise-canceling headphones can be a lifesaver, especially in noisy environments like a loud restaurant or an airport. Not everyone will be understanding of your needs. I find that when I'm around unaware people, they deplete my energy quickly. Surround yourself with loved ones and friends who not only understand your needs, but also respect them. Being around compassionate, empathetic people helps you feel supported rather than drained. Take short, regular breaks throughout the day to recharge. Step away from screens, take a quick walk, or just close your eyes for a few minutes. These mini breaks help reset your nervous system. I find it really useful to work for 45 minutes and then take a 15-minute break so that I don't become exhausted throughout the day. Mindfulness practices like meditation, yoga, and journaling have really helped me. They ground me in the present and ease anxiety, helping my mind feel clear and less overwhelmed. Everyone is more emotional, drained, and irritable when we don't have enough sleep. Sleep is a priority for your emotional and mental well-being. Above all, please be gentle, compassionate, and patient with yourself. Your sensitivity is not a flaw. It is a gift, and one that should be celebrated. You are not alone in this. Together, we will figure out how to navigate and thrive in a busy world. You are doing wonderfully. Have a beautiful day, my friend. If you want to hear more from me, check out my website, ConnieReet.com, on YouTube and Instagram at ConnieReet. Your experience of this show means a lot to me. I invite you to please rate and review this episode. See you next time.